USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says less than 0.2% of COVID deaths in the United States have been among children. According to agency data, there have been around 1,100 deaths and over 8 million cases among kids. More than three-quarters of coronavirus-related deaths have been among seniors. Children under 5 represent around 6% of the population, and there have been less than 400 deaths in that age group. Stocks falling sharply in volatile trading on Wall Street, the Dow losing 543 points to close at 35,368. The S&P fell 86 points to 45.77, the NASDAQ dropping 387 points. Oil prices also rising to their highest point since 2014. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As tensions continue to rise, the Secretary of State heads overseas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky as tensions between the United States and Russia compound over a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. Meetings in Europe last week failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. A group of bipartisan senators, four Democrats and three Republicans, met with Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support. On Thursday, Blinken will travel to Berlin to meet with the German foreign minister and members of the transatlantic Quad, which consists of U.S., Britain, France, and Germany. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Verizon and AT&T announced they're delaying the rollout of 5G near airports. The companies releasing statements saying the FAA and the nation's airlines have yet to resolve the issue of 5G being near airports, and the companies will limit the network around them. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
SSM Health, a Catholic hospital chain in the Midwest, has terminated the practice of using race as a determining factor in prioritizing individuals for COVID-19 treatment. The hospital chain announcing the decision after a threat of a lawsuit by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The hospital chain stating that the race and gender criteria are no longer utilized. Novak Djokovic could find himself barred from defending another of his 2021 Grand Slam tennis titles. The world's number one men's tennis player was deported from Australia the night before the Australian Open began because he refuses to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. On Monday, the French sports minister announced that athletes would have to be vaccinated before they can compete in sporting events in France. Djokovic winning the Australian and French Opens and Wimbledon last year. Reacting to the news, former tennis star Patrick McEnroe on CNN.
Yeah, not only those tournaments, but the rest of the tournaments around the world. You talk about Spain, you talk about Italy, all the rules are changing. And here's the bottom line, John. Just as we said going into the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic can get vaccinated. He'll be able to continue his incredible career and continue to chase history. If he doesn't, it's going to be increasingly difficult and complicated for him to even continue playing professional tennis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.